The Senate once again has taken up the issue of an abortion procedure used in the second and third trimesters of pregnancy. The legislation that bans what opponents of the procedure call partial birth abortion is expected to become law. NPR's Julie Rovner reports the question is whether the ban ever will take effect.
The fight over whether to ban the procedure known medically as dilation and extraction, or DNX, has raged since abortion opponents first discovered its use in the mid-1990s. Both the House and Senate in 1995 and 1997 approved bills to ban the procedure, and both times President Clinton vetoed them. He said he wouldn't sign them because they lacked language allowing the procedure to be used to protect not just the life of the pregnant woman, but also her health. Douglas Johnson of the National Right to Life Committee notes that the bills almost became law despite the vetoes.
Each time, by big bipartisan majorities, the House voted to override by more than the required two-thirds, but we never quite got up to two-thirds in the Senate.
Now, with a Republican president and a Republican Senate, backers no longer need that two-thirds majority.
We are guardedly optimistic because there are more than 60 senators who have expressed support for this in the past, and the president strongly supports it. And most importantly, in the Gallup poll in January, 70% of the American people say that this bill should be enacted.
But while the measure is likely to be signed into law this year, what would happen next is unclear. That's because 3 years ago, the Supreme Court struck down a Nebraska law that was substantially similar to the bills President Clinton vetoed. Five justices said in the Nebraska case that the law was so vague it might also ban other, far more common abortion procedures. The justices also agreed with President Clinton on the need for a health exception. They wrote the law needed to allow the procedure to be used to protect the pregnant woman's health in order to be constitutional under the terms laid out in the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision and those that followed. Senate bill sponsor Rick Santorum, a Pennsylvania Republican, said at a news conference yesterday that the bill has been rewritten to address both problems. He said they started by fixing the vagueness issue.
We have sufficiently, I believe, tightened the definition so as not to include abortions where the baby in the uterus is frankly, pulled apart.
That's a reference to a procedure called dilation and evacuation, or D&E, which is the most common second trimester abortion procedure. Dealing with the lack of a health exception, however, was more difficult. That's because abortion opponents like Johnson of the National Right to Life Committee say health exceptions in abortion bans are overbroad.
In general, the Supreme Court has defined health in the abortion context to include emotional well-being. So if you say you can't do a third trimester abortion or you can't do a partial birth abortion unless the abortionist feels that it benefits the woman's health, and health includes emotional health, then obviously you haven't restricted anything at all.
So the new version of the bill doesn't include a health exception. Instead, it includes 15 pages of legislative findings as to why it doesn't need one. Again, Senator Santorum.
What we do is lay out that this procedure is outside of Roe versus Wade, and therefore no health exception is necessary.
Abortion rights supporters say that won't fly. Nancy Northup is president of the Center for Reproductive Rights, which successfully argued the Nebraska case 3 years ago. She says her group will go back to court the day this bill is signed and get it struck down for one simple reason.
Saying it don't make it so. Congressional findings cannot get around unconstitutional aspects of a law.
She says Congress couldn't, for example, declare in findings that segregation or prayer in schools is acceptable and force the court to agree.
And that's the same thing that they're doing here. They're putting forth findings that are contradicted by the facts that were found in the myriad of cases in which this has already been litigated.
While the bill is almost certain to pass, abortion rights backers plan to make the other side work for it. Among the amendments considered likely to pass is one senators also approved in 1999, putting the chamber on record in support of the Roe v. Wade ruling that legalized abortion nationwide. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.